في السنة. بايع الإمام أبو إبراهيم المزني رحمه الله. Last week we explained the point where the Imam رحمه الله was describing Allah's knowledge, that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers all things. He said, أَحَاطَ إِلْمُهُ بِالْأُمُورِ. The knowledge of Allah covers all things. وَأَنْفَذَ فِي خَلْقِهِ سَابِقَ الْمَقْدُورِ. And that Allah implements among His creatures سَابِقَ الْمَقْدُورِ what He had preordained, what He had ordained before. And we explained that ordainment, that it has four stages. The first stage of it is the fact that Allah knows all things. And the second stage is the stage that Allah wrote down all in His Allahu al-Mahfuz. We explained this point and we mentioned the verses of the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are connected to them. Today, inshallah, we'll only have four issues to discuss, or three. The first of it is to explain the other two aspects of Qadr. We said Al-Qadr has four aspects or four categories. So when we say Al-Imanu bil-Qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi, we explained also the meaning of khayrihi wa sharrihi, the khayr of Qadr and the shar of Qadr. So we said there are four levels of Qadr. Just like in Tawheed, and Iman Billah, we say there are three things inside Iman Billah. So, we say Al-Iman Birububiyyatillahi, believing in Allah's Lordship, Allah being the Rabb, and what they involve, such as the fact that He's being the Rabb, He's the one who created us, He's the one who sustains us, He's the one who will kill us, He will take our life, and He's the one who raises us up on the day of Qiyamah. All these are inside Allah's Rububiyyah. And then the second aspect of Tawheed is Al-Uluhiyyah, the fact that nobody deserves worship except Him. And the third aspect are His name, Al-Asma'u wa Sifat. Likewise, inside Qadr, there are four things. Last week we tried to explain the first two points inside Qadr. So the first thing we'll do today, inshallah, is to explain the other two aspects of Qadr. Because it will help us, inshallah, to understand the next point the Imam raised, rahimahullah. The first issue about Qadr is al-ilm, the fact that Allah knows all things before they occur. And the second aspect of Qadr is the fact that Allah wrote them down. So He will say, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَاب إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. What has happened is in Kitab, it's in a book, I have documented it. So these are from the preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third page or the third issue about Al-Qadr, the ulama have mentioned, is what they refer to as Al-Irada. Al-Irada. The third level of Qadr is Al-Irada or Al-Mashi'ah. So they say Iradatullah, Allah's will, or Mashi'atullah, Allah's wish. What Allah wills is part of Qadr. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's willing. When Allah wills it, He says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْءٍ. It means Allah wills. says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ. All he needs to do in his affairs, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. When he wills it, when he wants it, يعني إِذَا شَاءَ شَيْئًا. When he wishes it, it means Allah wills, Allah wishes, Allah has will, he wills it. So this level of will is the third level of qadr. That those things in his knowledge and what he had written, he wills them. He wills those things to occur. What he had known and then he had documented, he now wills them. So when he wills them, they occur. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah does what He wills. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will, this mashi'a of Allah, the fact that Allah wills, بإذن الله, after we explain the fourth point, we will give examples. If an accident occurs, bam, two cars, head-on collision. How do we explain that vis-a-vis Qadr? We can quickly employ the first three aspects we have explained now. The first is that Allah has known that that thing will occur. Because وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. The second is that Allah has written down all things. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. مَا أَصَابَ بِمُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَبْرَأَهَا. So it means that accident, Allah has known it long before it occurred, long before creation was made. Secondly, He had written it down since that time when He created the pen, and then He wills it. So, but this willing of Allah, this mashi'a of Allah, has two aspects. The ulama say, mashi'atullahi al-kawniyya. What Allah wills in existence. The kawn, the universe. Everything we see there is according to Allah's mashi'a, Allah's irada. Yuriduha Allah. شَاءَهَا اللَّهُ فَكَانَ. Allah wills them, He wills them, and so they are occurring. Everything you see, everything, is by the will of Allah. So Allah will that there should be snakes. He will that there should be ants. He will that there should be water. He will everything in the creation, Allah wills it to occur. This will of Allah is referred to by the ulama as iradatullahi al-kawniyya. Allah's will, Allah's wish in His creation. So our eyes, Allah willed it to be there. Our nose, Allah wills it to be there. So they are there. So if we employ the three levels of qadr we have discussed now, He knew it will be there. He wrote it that it should be like that. Then He wills it that it should be like that in His creation. The second aspect of that mashi'a, that will of Allah, is mashi'atullahi ash-shar'iyya. What Allah legislates, He wishes in His law. So all the laws, aqimis salah, is by the will of Allah. لا تقربوا الزنا by the will of Allah. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Do not take a soul that Allah has sanctified, Allah has purified, Allah has honored except by its right. Don't take a soul, don't kill a soul. It's the will of Allah. Allah wills those things by way of legislating them. The question now is, where does human choice come from? Ability to choose, where does it come in? it comes in under the mashia of Allah al-Shar'iyya. Our will, our own choices as human beings to obey Allah or not obey Allah comes in the aspect of mashi'atullahi al-Shar'iyya, Allah's will in His legislation. Allah has will in His legislations that mankind and jinns, we are the only ones that have it. We'll read it in the next point. The malaika, Allah created them that they cannot disobey Him. Jabalahum ala zalik. He made it jibili for them. Intrinsic. Instinctive. The instinct of malaika, they can't disobey Allah. In another word, the nature of malaika, they cannot disobey Allah. But we, in our nature, we may and we may not. We can obey, we can disobey. So that aspect of Qadr is inside Mashi'atullahi al-Shar'i. And that's why if you look at these two aspects of Mashi'ah, in Kawniya, Allah wants, for example, let's connect it to now, alcohol. From Mashi'atullahi al-Kawniya, the will of Allah in existence is that Sha'ahu Fakana. Allah wills alcohol and there's alcohol. But from His Mashi'a al-Shar'iyya is that He has prohibited it. Don't drink alcohol. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِزٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So He calls it مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. But how did it occur? Where did it find occurrence from? It found occurrence from Mashi'atullahi al-Kawni, the will of Allah in existence, about what must be in existence. That is from where we have seen alcohol. We have seen men and women in creation. From what? From Mashi'atullahi al-Kawniyya. What should be in existence? But Allah has prohibited zina from Mashi'atullahi al-Shar'iyya. And He has made nikah halal from Mashi'atullahi al-Shar'iyya. So that is where He left us to make a choice. Such that in the scheme of things in Qadr, we can choose what we want. We can choose what we don't want. And that what we want is our own Mashi'a. So our Mashi'a is inside Mashi'atullahi al-Shar'i. These points are very important about Qadr. Very important about Qadr. So the third level of Qadr is Mashi'atullahi. This Mashi'a of Allah, this will of Allah has two forms. Al-Kawniyya, that has to do with existence. One of the things we find in existence, ikhwa, is that in the jungle, in the wilderness, animals, you cannot say one animal can always eat and kill other animals. Sometimes you find a lion killing a python. Sometimes you find a python killing a lion. Sometimes you find a python killing a crocodile. Sometimes you find a crocodile killing a python. This is Mashi'a of Allah. Allah wants all those things to be in existence. If biologists, eco-scientists think properly, they will know that the system they describe as ecosystem, to them it's a perfect system. There is something they call ecological niche, the place that every organism occupies in the system. That organism must play that role for the system to be in existence. So who made that system? Who placed that organism to play that role? Allah subhanahu. Those things are from His Mashi'a al-Kawniyya, what He wants that they should be in existence. But His Shar'iyya, like we said, is only connected to we human beings and the jinns. We, as we are commanded to perform salah, the jinns are also ordered to perform salah. They are ordered to perform zakah. They are ordered to go to majalis like this. Few days ago, I was listening to a brother who was describing some guilt of Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Baz that some jinns came to attend. Sheikh ibn Baz, rahimahullah, had jilsa, and some jinns attended the jilsa. So, as we are ordered, we are placed under the Sharia, the jinns are also placed under the Sharia. So we and them, we are the ones that have a choice in the issues of the Mashi'a of Allah in His word, Sharia. This is the third level of Qadr. What Allah wants, and that is divided into two. What He wants in existence, and what He has made lawful, and what He does not permit, what He has prohibited. He has willed that those things be prohibited. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth level of Qadr is the fact that Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah created all things. Everything you see, Allah has created it. So the accident thing we describe, who created it? Allah. Everything in it. Scientists say that in another way. They say energy is neither created. By human beings, it's what they mean. Human beings cannot create energy. So all the forms of energy that transform from one form of energy to the other, who created them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say it only transforms from one form to the other. Who made energy? Who causes it to transform? Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. And is the one who is controlling the events, the activities of all things. This is the fourth level of Qadr. The fourth level of Qadr, Allah knows all things. The second level of Qadr, He documented all things. The third level of Qadr, He wills all things. Whether that will is connected to existence or the will is connected to legislation. And fourthly, He created all things. So the madman on the street, Allah knew that he would be mad. Allah wrote it down that he would be mad. Allah wills that there should be mad people in the community. May Allah protect us. So in terms of his legislation, he said, I raise my pain for mad people. You see now, that I exempt mad people. That is, both sins and good deeds are not written down for mad people. That is the meaning of Rufi'at al-Aqlam, or Rufi'at al-Qalam, or Rufi'at al-Qalam an-Salam, or an-Nateen. The pen has been raised for two groups of people. In some narrations, they say three. The fourth one he mentioned, al-Majnoon, the one who is insane, was Sidiyan, children. The third one, not to kribu alayhi, what a person is compelled to do. Somebody holds the gun on his head and tells him, eat pork. Eat the pork. If he eats that pork, he's not held responsible by Allah. I know. Look at Islam. It takes care of the circumstance of every individual. So these are the four levels of Al-Qadr. The first level of Al-Qadr. You can employ it in everything. As we are seated here, Allah had already known before He created us that we will sit here today. First level of Qadr. The second level of Qadr, Allah has written it down. We will be here today. The third level of Qadr, He will sit to be part of this existence that we can sit down here. And side B of that is that He has made it legal. He has made it allowed. He has allowed it. So we see. The fourth level is that it is His creation. We are all His creation. Everything here is His creation. So everything in creation is created by Allah. So say everything is in creation is made by Allah is very important. Very, very important. Because Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers, they believe that there are some things that were created by Allah and there are some things that were created by the darkness. They don't say Allah, they say light. So light and darkness, makes creation. Every good thing is created by light, and every bad thing is created by darkness. So they worship the fire, because they believe that good things come from the fire, from light. Majusi. And that was why they are not believing that Allah created everything. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam ascribed those who reject Qadr. He said they are Majusil Ummah. They are the fire worshippers of this Ummah. Because they don't believe that Allah created everything. Fire worshippers don't believe that Allah created everything. So there are two creatures to them. What created good things and what created bad. For us, Allahu Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of all things. He said, wa khalaqa kulla shay'in fa qaddarahu taqdeer. He created all and he placed everyone in its place. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the four things connected to Qadr. Allah's knowledge, al-ilm. Allah's writing this down, al-kitabah. Allah's will, al-mashi'a. And Allah's creating them, al-khalq. Four things. Every issue, everything you see, you can apply these four rules to them to understand their place inside Qadr. You will see that everything is under the Qadr of Allah. This is the first issue we like to explain today. The second issue we like to explain today is that the fact that Allah has given us will in His Mashi'a al-Shar'iyya. Because we have will too. He says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنِ. Whoever wills, let him believe. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ. Whoever also wills, let him disbelieve. It means human beings have wills, so we too can will. You can will to eat akamu. You can also will to eat sebo. You can will to eat, you can will to sleep. You can will to wake up. You can wish to stand up. You can. These are our wills. Everybody knows intrinsically that we have wills. So that's why Allah connected to our believing, He connected it to our will. If you like, believe. If you will, believe. If you wish, believe. So it says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. But don't forget, we said even our own wish is under Allah's will. So it says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. Whoever amongst you that likes to be on the right path. Whoever amongst you that wills to be on the right path. So it means we too can will to be on the right path. Go. May Allah make us those who will at all times to be on the right path. But He now made us understand, He says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. So that is why Mashi'atullahi covers Mashi'atullahi al-Kawniya wa Shar'iyya. You know, man sha'a an yu'min, man sha'a an yakfur. It has to do with Mashi'a al-Shar'iyya. And we said Mashi'at al-Shar'iyya is under Mashi'atullahi. So that's why it says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. Don't forget that even that your own Mashi'a is under Allah's Mashi'a. So our own willing, our own wishing is still under Allah's wish. That's why sometimes we wish and will a thing, but it will not be possible. Because Allah has not willed it. But still, that doesn't stop us from willing and wishing. It doesn't stop us from still willing and wishing. How many times would we have wished to be millionaires? Huh? Every day, I mean. We still wish it tomorrow, even when we have not become millionaires today. Tomorrow, we still wish to become millionaires. Tomorrow, we still wish. So we wish. هذا معلوم بالفطرة. From fitra, we know this. And then Allah made us understand in the Quran that we have will too. But there are some amongst the Muslims, they are called al-Jabariyya. who disbelieve that man has wish. They say there is no difference between a man that is pushed down from the top of this masjid and the man who comes down from the staircase. Are they different? Somebody is pushed down from the top of this building. They push him down. The other one comes down on the staircase. Are they different? They are different. While the other one did not will his coming down, the other one came down willfully. But they deny al-Mashi'ah for human beings. In the history of Islam, they are called al-Jabariyah. They believe that everything that happens to somebody, Allah forced him to happen like that. So if a person is sinning, Allah made him to sin. If a person is committing zina, Allah made him to commit zina. Allah did not. Inna Allah la ya'mur bil fahsha. Allah does not order indecency. He has placed that under his sharia. And he has given him the will to obey or disobey. That is why he will now reward those who obey, and he will punish those who disobey. If they were not the ones responsible for it, it would not be wise for him to punish or reward. How will he reward somebody for something he did not do? And that's why Islam is to now submit that our wish to Allah's Sharia. I hope this point is clear. So it refutes the position of the Jabariyah who believe that human beings don't have will. We have will, and we are responsible for whatever we will. This is well known to us. As we gave the example of somebody who is pushed down from a building and someone who comes down willfully from a building. So the position of the Jabariyah is a weak one. It's not correct. The text of the Quran and the Sunnah and sound intellect indicates that those things are human beings are not compelled to do what they do. May Allah protect us. The third thing we like to explain after explaining the four levels of qadar and the position of the deviant. Last week we explained the Shia, how they went astray too regarding issues of qadar. So we also explained al-qadariya, how they went astray too. So those two groups of people deny Allah's knowledge and Allah's writing down the affairs. In terms of the Jabariyah, they affirm Allah's knowledge, they affirm Allah's writing down, but they deny human beings having a choice. Human beings don't have a choice. Allah is the one who compels human beings to do everything they do. So, the ulama amongst the people of the Sunnah, they give us an advice based on the statement of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Abdurrahman, he reports a hadith that has been collected by Al-Imam al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Kabir, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرْ فَأَمْسِكُ إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرْ فَأَمْسِكُ. When the Qadr is mentioned, hold back. أَمْسِكُ إِمْسِكُ, hold back, hesitate. The Qadr is not from the issues that we like to talk about all the time and we like to delve into. So that's why Al-Imam al-Nawawi in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim in Kitab al-Qadr, after he wrote Kitab al-Qadr, the tarjuma of Al-Qutub in Sahih Muslim was made by Imam Muslim. But the Tabweeb al-Abwab and Tarajum was made by Imam al-Nawawi, Qadi Iyad and the rest. So Kitab al-Qadr was written by Imam Muslim, under which he gave a hadith that are on the issues of Qadr. In the explanation of that point, the first thing Al-Imam al-Nawawi said, rahimahullah, was this statement from Al-Imam Abu al-Muzaffar al-Sam'ani, Abu Muzaffar al-Sam'ani, there are two Sam'anis that were popular. Himself and his son. Abu Muzaffar is the one who wrote Tafsir al-Qur'an al-Azim. They call it Tafsir al-Sam'ani. He has a Tafsir in three volumes of the Qur'an. Al-Imam al-Sam'ani, Abu Muzaffar, the father. He lived between the 4th and the 5th century of Islam. But Abu Sa'd or Abu Sa'id al-Sam'ani is the one who wrote the book Al-Ansar, the ascriptions of the people in Islamic history, in 6 volumes. He is the son of Abu Muzaffar. So Al-Imam al-Sam'ani rahimahullah, Abu Muzaffar, Sahib al-Tafsir, Imam al-Nawawi quoted him to have said in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim. He said, سَبِيلُ مَعْرِفَةِ هَذَا الْبَابِ التَّوْكِيفِ. The way to understand these issues of Qadr is Tawqif, relying upon the text. التَّوْكِيف مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنِّ. Relying upon the text from the Qur'an and the whatever the Qur'an says, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَى. Whatever the hadith says about Qadr, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَى. Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman reported a hadith that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الصَّانِعَ وَمَا صَنَعَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Allah is the one who created the du'a and what he does, the carpenter and what he is nailing. Allah created them, the bricklayer and the brick that he lays. Allah created them. We and what we do, Allah created them. If the person does not understand this point, so it means even those wood you are nailing, they are from the Qadr of Allah. Yes, they are inside his creation. He knew you would do it. He wrote it down that you will do it. He willed that there should be wood in creation. And he has allowed you to make your chair and table from the wood. And then he created you and the wood. The 4 levels of Qadr coming. So if a person does not understand this point, what should he say? Sami'na wa ata'na. The way to understand further is at-tawqif min al-kitab wa sunnah. To rely solely upon the Quran and the Sunnah. Duna mahdi al-qiyas. Don't start trying to make juxtapositions. On the issues of Qadr, I think does not come in. Don't try to use the situation to understand and explain the other. Once you don't understand, leave the matter like that. وَبِمُجَرَّدِ الْأُكُولِ. It is not understood by mere intellect. Why? He will explain. He says, فَمَنْ عَدَلَ أَنِ التَّوْكِيفِ. Whoever does any other than relying on the text in this matter, Dalla, he will go astray. Wataha fi bihar al-hira, he will sink in the ocean of confusion. If you don't rely just on Quran and the Sunnah to understand this matter, Dalla, the person will go astray. Wataha fi bihar al-hira, he will sink in the ocean of confusion. May Allah protect us. وَلَمْ يَبْلُغْ شَفَاءَ النَّفْسِ. He will never attain the purity of soul. His soul will never be purified from confusion. وَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى مَا يَطْمَئِنُّ بِهِ الْقَلْبِ. He will never attain what will give him rest of mind. If he does not rely only on the Quran and Hadith on the issues of Qadr. He wants to depend on only what he thinks. People do this a lot. Why can Allah destine that some people are like this, some people are like this? When a person begins to ask questions like this because he does not understand how to explain these matters, it soon goes astray. I was giving an example last week of somebody we all know here. I'm sure we all here know him. And Elijah, very popular, but he does not believe in Qadr. When we were younger than this, we discussed, and leave the matter. We discussed, and leave the matter. This is from where he brings some of what he's doing now. Why should a person like this do so things? Why should he ask him those questions? So I'm sure till now he has not found happiness. But the issues of Qadr are those that when we hear the verses, we hear the ahadith, we say sami'na wa ata'na. He said, rahimahullah, لِأَنَّ الْقَدَرَ The situation is like that because Al-Qadr sirrun min asrari Allah ta'ala. It's a secret among the secrets of Allah. It makes us, not knowing it makes us feel we need Allah. So he did that so that we'll always feel to need him. We'll always need him. We'll always need him. Even amongst humans, capitalists today, when they make products, they will do something for you to need to come back. When they made Samsung phones, they made S1, S2. Now they are talking about S5. They did think this one now, they say if you put it in water, it will not be affected by water. Telephone. Why didn't they do that one in S4? Why isn't that in S3? There are cars now, when you drive, it will tell you turn right, turn left. You just insert where you are going, navigator. Go. Tell it you are going to Kaduna. And you are in Oshobo, it will tell you move 10 meters. When you are close to 10 meters, it will tell you. When you get to the junction of the 10 meters, it will tell you turn right. They knew this one before, they didn't put it in the previous model. So, because they want you to always come back to us. What about the creator of the heavens and the earth? So he left that as his own secret. Recently they said, was it Samsung and Apple? They went to court. Some people knew our secrets and they used it on their own phone. But the secret of Allah is never known by anyone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is his own secret in his own creation. So when you want to start investigating it, he has told us. He says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ You that I created, I knew everything, where you are coming from, where you are going to. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ But you, لَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ You, he knows everything about you. Well, you cannot know all about him except what he wants you to know. So he says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Small, I distribute it among all of you. Small. So if Qadr is from those aspects of his knowledge that he has kept away, you see that if you don't say سَمِينَا وَعَفَانَا there will be trouble. You will be battling with things you can't understand. That's why you won't find rest. If a person is battling with what he cannot understand, he will not find rest. A person is worrying, how can I be in Nigeria? I'm speaking to somebody in far away US. He's seeing me and I'm seeing him on the phone. You can wonder about this for 100 years if you are not careful. Why? Because your knowledge does not reach it. But does it mean that it does not occur? Does it mean it is not based on knowledge? The fact that you cannot understand it does not mean that the knowledge of that thing is not there. You just can't understand it. So that is why many of the issues on Qadr is. So when you find what you like, you say Alhamdulillah. When you find what you are displeased with, you say Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. You see? That is, in every situation, who deserves to be thanked? Allah subhanahu. So then, as human beings, it will make us realize our shortcomings. Let's say this. If a person really, although we'll still come back to that in our third issue we will discuss today. If a person realizes that from the Qadr is that Allah knows those who will enter Al-Jannah and Allah knows those who will enter Jahannam. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam had told us that إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فيطبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها. Some of the people will be doing the deeds of the people of Al-Jannah. حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع. Such that what is just left for him is just between the elbow and the tip of the finger. Just a little for him to just die and enter Al-Jannah. فَيَسْبِكُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. What Allah had written down for him. How do you understand this now? What Allah had known and had written down. It's not that what Allah had compelled him or what Allah pushed him to do last. What Allah had known he will do and what Allah had written down from that knowledge that that person will do and what Allah wills that should be in existence and what Allah has now legislated, don't do and do. His doing and not doing is a function of his own choice. It wasn't Allah that pushed him to do otherwise. Allah is just informing us of what happens. But the one who actually committed the offense is the individual. فَيَسْبِكُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. What is in the knowledge of Allah now comes in front of him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. So that person will now do the deeds of the people of the fire and then enter the fire. May Allah protect us. If a person believes this and we believe it, there is not a good deed that he will do, he will be satisfied. He will be between hope, Allah will reward me, and fear, something may happen tomorrow. So he will not be proud with his good deeds, but he will be hopeful that at least I have done it. So regularly he will be feeling the need for Allah. The Anbiya were begging Allah, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الصُّحَابَةَ رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْبِيَا. So they were afraid of falling back to kufr. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was begging Allah, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ. Oh Allah, protect me and my children. Don't let any one of us worship idol. Ibrahim alayhi salatu. So if the person fully understands Allah's takdirah, because he does not know what Allah has written, what is in the knowledge of Allah, he doesn't know. So he's like, Allah, please. We have known this truth. Don't let us go away after you have guided us. After we have known the truth, don't make us go away, because people go away from the truth after having known guidance. How many times does that happen? So when you are still remaining upon the guidance, you will not feel, now because I study, no. You will not think, this one doesn't have sense. It may not be like that. So you'll be hopeful in Allah, and then you'll be fearful of Him. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, when he was saying to Allah, إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي أَلَّا وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. My son is from amongst my family, and you have said that you will not disgrace me and my family, and you will save us all. But my son is in the rain now. What did Allah say? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكِ. This your son is not of you. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Because he was not of good deeds. He did not used to perform good deeds. Allah warned him. فَلَا تَفْعَلْنِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٍ. No. Allah say, you, I warn you, don't ask me about something you don't know about. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I warn you so that you don't be among the ignorant people. Nuh. Alayhi salatu wassalam. أَوَّلُ الرَّسُلِ. The first Rasul. Nuh. Allah is warning him. What did he do? What did he say? What did Noah say in Hud? رَبِّي إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, my Lord, أَعُوذُ بِكَ, I seek refuge with you, أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ, from asking you what I don't know about. فَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ, if you don't forgive me and have mercy on me, akun min al-khasirin, I will be amongst the losers.
Nuh.
So every worshipper should come down with his worship. Don't be deceived by your worship. Don't be deceived by your deity. Don't be deceived by your Jalabiya. Don't be deceived by your Nisfusak. Don't be deceived by your Jalabiya. Don't be deceived by your Jilbab. The matter is not over until it is over. Until you die upon Iman. Even death upon Iman, on the day of Qiyamah, people will still be afraid. The Anbiya too will be afraid. On the bridge of Sirat, they will be saying, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, I beg, small, small. Anbiya Rusul, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, I beg, small, small. When you go to them on the plane of resurrection, that they should come and beg Allah to judge, what will they say? Nafsi, nafsi. Everybody is saying nafsi. Go to another person. Today, my soul falls. So the time that the matter will be over is when we find ourselves in Al-Jannah. May Allah make us from the adherents of Al-Jannah. That's why when we get into Al-Jannah, the first thing that will come out from our mouth is what? Alhamdulillah. Allahu adhaba anna al-hazan. Who has taken away sadness from us? Al-huzun could also mean worry. Anxiety. What was anxiety? It can be seen on fire. It can be fire. That was the anxiety. We thank Allah for removing that anxiety. That anxiety must be with us from now. The one who does not care to have it, he will worry for it forever. But those who have it, it will stop once they get into Al-Jannah. If you have that anxiety, the anxiety that will not make you feel relaxed. Yesterday I did read Quran. I did Muraja. That one is enough now. At least the first 10 rewards for every harf. So the person feel relaxed. At least somebody said on the Facebook yesterday, he said in recent times he was just able to pray 5 daily salah in Jama'ah. 5 daily salah in Jama'ah. Once in recent times. So we ask you, if you shamefully hide that idiocy. In recent times, you have just been able to play half to salawat in Jama'ah. What were you living for? How will you account for your time on the day of Qiyamah? Well, you deserve to be happy anyway. 5 daily salah complete for one day. When the early Muslims will be counting 40 years, 50 years, they've never missed a salah in Jama'ah. Al-Imam Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, it was said that for 25 years, he is in the masjid before Mu'azzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 25 years. Before Mu'azzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he's in the masjid. And for 40 years before they start Iqamah. It means what he held on to was try to be there before Iqamah. Cool? Then he improved and it became try to be there before Azan. Today we are battling with just being there, even missing the last rakah. May Allah protect us. It is the same Al-Jannah we want to enter. Cool? May Allah protect us. So we should have it regular. The mind should not be steady. It should not be comfortable until we are there. People like Abu Bakr and Siddiq did not stop working. Siddiq, the best human being after all the prophets of Allah. He did not stop until we get into Jannah. May Allah make us from the dwellers of Al-Jannah. So those are the benefits we'll get. Because you know, things can change. So when you are doing it, you'll be begging Allah, don't let me derail. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذَا هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Give us the gift of rahmah, of being in Al-Jannah. Don't make us deviate after we have known the truth. Because from your power is that fa'alu lima yurid, you do what you like. Oh. So when we realize and understand this point, if we keep us on our toes, to keep everybody on his toes, there is nothing that you will do that you'll be comfortable with. You still like to do more. May Allah make ibadah easy for us. So that is why we go back to our point today. We just have a few things to say. We've explained most of it. We go back to our book. Having said this, we'll just have an easy time, inshallah, through what we have. It says, فَالْخَلْقُ عَامِلُونَ under الْقَضَاءُ وَالْقَدَرُ. The Imam said, rahimahullah, فَالْخَلْقُ عَامِلُونَ بِسَابِكِ عِلْمِهِ. So all the creation, عَامِلُونَ, they are working according to سَابِكِ عِلْمِهِ, his past knowledge, that thing that Allah had known. We'd explain all that. So, وَنَافِذُونَ لِمَا خَلَقَهُمْ لَهُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ. And they are implementing those things that he had created them for, whether good or bad. We explain khairihi wa sharrihi ko. That is what we are all implementing. Everybody is following that knowledge of Allah. There is nobody that will do a thing that will contradict what Allah had known, and what he had written down, and what he had willed, or what he had legislated, whether allowed or disallowed. Everything we do is under this. لا يملكون لأنفسهم من الطاعة نفعا ولا يجدون إلى صرف المعصية عنها دفعا. لا يملكون لأنفسهم من الطاعة نفعا ولا يجدون إلى صرف المعصية عنها دفعا. لا يملكون لأنفسهم من الطاعة نفعا. They will not rely on their acts of worship that benefits will come to them only by their acts of worship. The Muslim will not do that. All the good things that will come to us, as long as we worship Allah, it will come. No. Worshipping Allah is a means to it. How many times does a person follow a means to a thing and he still does not get it? So what else do we need to get what we want from Allah after worshipping him? We need his acceptance. We need his qabool. We need his tawfiq. Even in the things we do in day-to-day life, a man wants a child, he marries. Is that not the means to having a child? The means to having a child is marriage. But does that guarantee marriage? Does that guarantee children? We understand now. The means to earning the mercy of Allah is ibadah. But you still need his tawfiq. You still need him to grant it. The means to withdrawing money from a bank is using a check. But you may get there, the cashier can say, no, I won't sign the check. I won't approve it. You know that? And you begin to carry it from one table in the bank to the other. The means to a thing alone does not guarantee that thing. The means to a thing alone does not guarantee that thing. What guarantees the thing is Mashi'atullah, that Allah wills that thing. When you follow the means to a thing, and then Allah wills that thing for you, you get it. So after following the means, you say, oh, we have done all our own. What we are remaining now is the one from who? Allah. Even elections, when people vote, they say, oh, people have voted for us. It is remaining Allah's own now. Have people not won elections? And the election results released. And yet, they were not declared president. If it is only winning election, he should have been president. Now he's in the grave. The same election that made people become president took him to the grave. It was his own means to the grave instead of means to becoming a president. And people have become state governors without contesting elections. People have become vice presidents without contesting elections. People have become presidents without contesting elections. Inna rabbaka fa'alun lima yurid. Your Lord does what he likes. A means to a thing does not necessarily mean that if you get to that thing, Allah can turn it. So our ibadah is a means to getting the favor from Allah, but it still needs Allah's acceptance and will. I will it. I have a friend 17 years ago, he has not had a child. See, today, till as I speak, may Allah grant him a child. 17 years! If he were not married, a bachelor, people will say, go and marry. Go? He has married now. About 2 or so months ago, young boys and young girls looking for jobs died in large numbers in Syria, across the country. They all have degrees, BSc or MSc. Don't be surprised, you may find PhDs there. I know our country very well. If they had not attained BSc's, MSc's, MAs, MBAs, and all the degrees, people will say it is because they did not go to school. See now, you didn't go to school. How can you get a job? They have gone now, they did not find a job. The means to a thing does not necessarily guarantee that thing. What guarantees a thing coming to you is the will of Allah. So when you follow the means, and the two must go hand in hand, as you follow the means, you must be begging him for his tawfiq. Grant you success. As you follow the means, you'll be begging him to grant you success. So this imam tells us, don't be deceived with your worship. La tamliku li nafsika naf'an min at-ta'a. Your worshiping Allah does not necessarily guarantee you benefit. Until you worship him and ask for him, Allah give me. That one too must be there. So we follow the means and beg the owner of the means. In it all, Allah wants us to be begging him at all times. If you wonder what is the wisdom behind that, he wants us to know that he's in charge. There are documents in this country, when you like to obtain them, the president must sign. For you to know that that document is special. The president, commander in chief of the armed forces, GCFR, grand commander of the federal Republic, must sign. It can pass through all the tables in this country. If he has not signed, you will not go. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because they want you to understand the power in the office of the president. And our own president in our country is one of the most powerful presidents in the world. Do you know that? The Nigerian president is one of the most powerful presidents in the world. He's more powerful than the president of America. Do you know that? You don't know. I'm saying what the constitution empowers him. He has more power than the president of America has. The way their law empowers their president. Our own laws empower our president more than that. That is the meaning of what I'm saying. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who empowers. So Allah wants us to be regularly in need of him. So don't think that as much as you make Qiyamul Layl, you don't need Allah's tawfiq, you still need it. So you'll be walking and begging him. The two must go hand in hand. As you walk, following the means, you must be doing what? Begging Allah. As you walk following the means, you must be doing what? Begging Allah. When Allah commanded Ibrahim and Ismail to build the Bayt, when they finished, what did they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, please accept you. Because he can say, I will not accept you. He has a choice. From his perfection is that if you have a choice to say yes and no. If a president has a choice to say whether you are doing well as the governor of CBN or not, I remove you. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fa'ala lima yurid. When you cram us out, you demonstrate, we no go agree, we no go agree. He roll out tongue. In the case of Allah, you cannot protest. He's real powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does what he likes. And he wants us to know that at all times. So the Imam said, rahimahullah, لا يملكون لأنفسهم من الطاعة نفعا. Human beings cannot guarantee success for themselves through their acts of worship alone. ولا يجدون إلى صرف المعصية عنها دفعا. And they cannot protect themselves from sin alone. You cannot alone protect yourself from sin. As you are running away from the sin, you'll be begging Allah, don't make me fall into this sin. No. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the woman, noble. You can imagine the wife of a king at that time invited Yusuf alayhi salam. But what did Allah do? Yusuf ran away and then Allah protected him. Because it says, لَوْلَا أَنْ رَعَىٰ بُرْآنَ رَبِّهِ. If he did not, it's not for the fact that he saw the sign of his Lord. A woman of that status, nobody was there. Say, come. Yusuf ran away. That is the means. But that alone was not sufficient. Because sometimes, as a person runs away, his mind will tell him, now where you go now? So just look up. And that's where the evil starts. Just look. Once he stops and look, Shaitan holds him on the ground. So apart from running away from sin, we also need Allah to protect us. We need Allah to hold us firm so that we do not sleep. Because people sleep. When they sleep, I mean sleep, S-L-I-T. When they sleep, they find themselves, they begin to regret. You start hearing, Inna lillahi, for the soul that is still alive. Otherwise, when the soul is dead, you will not feel sorry again. So we beg Allah to protect us from all evil. But understand that you can't do it alone. So as you are running away, you are lowering your game, you are avoiding pre-mixing with girls, you are avoiding chatting with girls and people's wives and all these. Because these things are common now. We are chatting. We are chatting with somebody else's wife. Very common now. And the women too should fear Allah. We chat now. So we are chatting. It has broken many homes. A lot of information are there. It broke homes. Husbands can no longer control the wives. Women should be careful. Because they are more vulnerable. And the men too should fear Allah. They should fear Allah and look inward. If you have your own wife, if you don't have, there are women, go and marry. And beg Allah to protect you. So at all times, brothers, we need, and sisters, we need Allah's help. When we do good deeds, we need His help. When we run away from things, we do what? We need His help. This is what Al-Imam Abu Ibrahim al-Muzani is saying in this point. He says, فَالْخَلْقُ عَامِلُونَ بِصَادِكِ عِلْمِهِ. All the creatures are acting in accordance with the previous knowledge of Allah. وَنَافِذُونَ لِمَا خَلَقَهُمْ لَهُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ. They are implementing what Allah has created them for. Whether that thing is good or bad, we'll explain that point. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ مِنَ الطَّاعَةِ نَفْعًا. Their worship alone does not guarantee them benefit from Allah. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَىٰ صَرْفِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ عَنْهَا دَفْعًا. And protecting themselves, دَفْعًا. Protecting themselves, putting away things from themselves, they can't get it all alone. Who do they need? They need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the points where we will hold on today, inshallah. And we'll continue the next discourse about the malaika. So the next issue. Now we should discuss issue about Allah and about what? Al-Qadr. He connected between the two. He was discussing Allah. He connected it to Qadr. And you will see, inshallah, in the next class, how the Imam, rahimahullah, connected Qadr to Malaika. So, inshallah, in our next class, we'll discuss about the Malaika. May Allah still guide us till then and thereafter. And grant us acceptance on the earth. Our acts of worship, He should put His barakah and accept it. When we run away from things, He should help us against our souls. Please, what should one do when compelled to denounce his faith? He can be compelled to denounce his faith verbally. He cannot denounce his faith by compulsion in his heart. Because the person holding a gun to your head does not know your mind. So that is only restricted to what you say. If they say, if you don't say Jesus is Lord now, we will shoot your head. And you know that that person can actually do that. May Allah protect us. You say it with your mouth, وَقَلْبُكَ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ, while your heart is firm upon the fact that there is no deity that deserves worship except who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can do that. It happened to a companion of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, Ammar ibn Yasir ko, radiyallahu anhuma. And he was made to understand that he has not denounced the Iman. So when it happens like that, just know that that is a kind of compulsion. And when you leave a place like that, you should increase in good deeds. You understand? Good deeds. So that Allah helps you to reaffirm your Iman. Please, the paradise that Allah made Adam and Hawa to enter, was it in the heaven? Yes. It's in the heavens. So Allah says, "Kul nahbitu, kul nahbitu." We say, "Ihbitu," go down. Hubut in Arabic means inzil, descend. So, minha from it, descend down. This is one of the strongest evidences the ulama have used. Yes, there are those amongst the early scholars who say that the Jannah where Allah placed Adam is on the earth. But the correct view, inshallah, is that Al-Jannah wherein Allah placed Adam alayhi salam is in the heavens. And that's why when Allah talks about it, He says Al-Jannah. He used Alif wal Lam, Al-Ta'rif, Al-Ma'loom. It is still Jannah, that Jannah that you know. وَقُلْنَا أُسْكُنْ جَنَّةِ أُسْكُنُ الْجَنَّةِ أُسْكُنْ جَنَّةِ وَأُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. You see Alif wal Lam. That's paradise. And we don't know any other paradise except the one that is أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So these are the evidences with which the ulama say the Jannah was in the heavens. And Al-Jannah is in the heavens. There are a lot of evidences. The one we will enter. We are talking about two Al-Jannahs now as one. The Al-Jannah where Allah put Adam alayhi salam is in the heavens. We even read a hadith that Al-Firdaus, the top of it is what? The Arsh of Allah. So Al-Jannah is in the heavens. But the question I was asking, the Jannah where Allah put Adam, is it also in the heavens? We say yes. So that one, that is where we will return to. It's another evidence to show that the Jannah where Allah placed Adam is still the Jannah we will return to. If you recite Surah Al-Qasas and contemplate it, it is about this fact. The fact that we have been in Al-Jannah and the fact that Allah will return us to Al-Jannah. And that was why he mentioned the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The fact that he had been in Makkah and the fact that Allah will return him to Makkah. And he talked about Musa alayhi salam. The fact that he had been with his mother the fact that he will return him to his mother. Inna raduhu ilayk. We will return Musa to you. Waja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. And we will make him from among the messengers. Likewise, towards the end, he said, the same way we return you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Makkah. Likewise, he returned Adam. He will return Adam to Al-Jannah. You see, returning, returning. It was the place they were before and they come back to it. May Allah make us all go back to Al-Jannah. I happened to pray janaza of a brother with some people a day. He said, and someone, he mentioned the person's name, it's not, he asked the person, it's not important that you mention it. I don't think that is part of the question. He said that person ordered someone to lead the prayer where people like, he mentioned some people who are imams and well-known preachers were present. After the prayer, it was pronounced that the one who led the prayer was an Ahmadi missioner, an Ahmadiyya missioner. You know Ahmadiyya, the followers of Ghulam Ahmad. He said, I was shocked. Please, what is the ruling on this prayer? It depends on that person. But if you did not know, you performed the Salah is accepted. If you now know, the question is it allowed to pray behind a person of innovation? Ulama say yes, it is allowed. If his innovation is not an innovation that makes the person to become a kafir. If his innovation is not an innovation of kufur. Like a person who denies Qadar now. That innovation is denying Qadar is an innovation. And that innovation is one that leads somebody towards kufur. I say leads to because there are mawani. There are things that does not make you be able to say you are a kafir. Such as excuses of ignorance. Such as having to make him understand the point. You know, discussing the matter. Providing evidence and all of these. Maybe he has some confusion and doubts. So if it is affirmed that the person is a non-Muslim kafir, even if he prays, it is not allowed to pray behind such people. So if you ask what is the evidence that it is allowed to pray behind somebody who does innovation, we say people like Abdullah ibn Umar, people like Anas ibn Malik, even people like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in the later times, they prayed behind some of the people of innovations in their time. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal will say, "Man qala anna al-Qur'an makhluqun fa huwa kafirun." Whoever says that the Quran is a creature of Allah is a kafir. Yet, those people who said that, who had that opinion, they were the ones that were leading the Salah and he would pray behind them. The ulama mentioned this. So, it is allowed to pray behind a person if the innovation is not one of kufur. If it is now innovation of kufur, but kufur has not been established on that person, you can still be praying behind that person until that kufur is established against the person. The matter of kufur is very, very delicate. If a person testifies shahada to Allah, ilaha illallah, you don't just throw him out of Islam by a wave of the hand. It's a very delicate matter. So it's not easy to be ruling kufur on people. Yes, you can avoid such people. Because innovations are diseases, they are viruses, they spread. Innovations are viruses, they spread. By the time you begin to take over those innovated opinions, you wouldn't know. So you keep away from people of known innovation. Especially those of them who are inviters towards their innovation. You keep away from them. But when it comes to issues of Salah, the rulings are different. Allahu A'lam. The person has that prayer, inshallah. Please, regarding the issues of Nikah, Please, at which age can a boy reach that it is obligatory for women to cover their faces from him? Allah mentioned this in the Quran. He says, "I will tiflin lati lam yazharu ala aw tiflin ladina lam yazharu ala awratin nisa." A young child that has not understood the private areas of women. A young boy, lam yazhar, he has not understood the private areas of women. Once he understands the private areas of women, the women will drain away from him. That is part of the verse in Surah An-Nur, the chapter on hijab. Sir, to go for Quranic competition, is it allowed? Please, with reference, either quiz or competition. The Quran, yes, before that, there are some fatwa from our learned scholars. If you have the fatwa of Lajna Daima and others, there are fatwa that indicates that it is allowed to go for Quranic competition. But if you read those fatwa, you will not see anyone mentioning an evidence for it. If you ask, does it need evidence? We say yes. If you ask, why does it need evidence? We say because from the definition of the Quran is that al-muta'abbad bi tilawati. When you read Quran, you are making ibadah. So when you read Quran, you are making ibadah. So every act of worship, every ibadah deserves evidence. When a candidate is called in the competition to read, at his reading, he's making ibadah. The question is, is that ibadah allowed in that circumstance? It must have evidence too. It's just like Surah Al-Fatiha. Reading Surah Al-Fatiha is ibadah. So, is it allowed when we sit down making tahiyya to read Surah Al-Fatiha? That is not the place of Al-Fatiha. So if you want to say reading Quran is ibadah, we ask a second question. Is it allowed to read Quran in that circumstance of competition? That deserves evidence. That is why we say those fatwas, let me say, I have not seen anyone that has evidence. And we have tried to search. That have an evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do competition amongst his companions. He will call Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he's the head of them, the most knowledgeable amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, in Quran and tafsir, was Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. We had after that to Ubay ibn Ka'ab. We had Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. We had Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa. These are Qurra. He never sat them down. Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Abu Abdurrahman, one day Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, go and read Quran to Ubay. When the Prophet came alayhi salatu wa sallam and said, Ubay, my Lord says I should read Quran to you. Ubay said, Samani Allah. Did Allah call my name? He said, yes. He started crying. Allah mentioned my name to you. Yet the Prophet did not organize a competition. Alayhi salatu wa salam. They were more enthusiastic about learning the Quran, about reading the Quran, about teaching the Quran, about practicing the Quran than we are. They never did Quranic competition. وَلَوْ كَانَ فِيهِ خَيْرًا لَصَبَقُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And if it were good, they would have done it before us. More so, Quranic competition started in the late 80s. If it is ibadah, it would have started from the time of the companions. It has no proof. More so these days, people even employ the help of jinns to be able to win Quranic competitions. Do you know that? You don't know. That is one of the things that the people of Borno State are known for. Listen. Because in Borno, you are not considered to know Quran until you can recite the whole of the Quran the way you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. You can recite Al-Baqarah as you recite Al-Fatiha. That is when they say, oh, you know Quran. If it is still, I have not done Muraja'a kind of memorization, they don't count you that you know Quran. Go and be battling with that Muraja'a first. In all of these, the companions did not organize competitions. Now people organize competitions so that they can win high seats, so that they can get money, they can win 1 million and car. The Quran was not revealed for that. Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he would say, and it's also popular, this statement is also popular about Al-Imam Sufyan Al-Thawri. It says, أُمِرُوا بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ لِيَعْمَلُوا بِهَا فَاتَّخَذُوا تِلَاوَتَهُ عَمَلًا. أُمِرُوا بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, they were asked to recite the Quran, لِيَعْمَلُوا بِهِ, so that they can act upon the Quran, أو بِهَا, upon the tilawa. فَاتَّخَذُوا تِلَاوَتَهُ عَمَلًا, the people turn the reading to work. It is read so that you can practice. But they stop practicing and stop at reading. You read the Quran, then practice. You memorize the Quran, then practice. But our times now, the reading go now work now. May Allah protect us. Quranic competitions does not have proof in the Quran and Sunnah and the Athar of the Salaf. We have been saying it now for about 15 years. We are still saying it. We want a hadith that shows that it is allowed. I know somebody who told me that he knows that it is wrong. He still went to perform Quranic competition. He knows. He said it. He said, but we too, we want to go. I said, huh? May Allah protect us. Has he followed the Quran now or not? When we were young, we read a hadith. I have not known whether it is sahih. I'll just mention it to you. We used to say, رُبَّ قَارِئِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. Many are those who read the Quran and the Quran curses them. When you know that something is not allowed, مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, you still want to do it. Allah has not ordained it. You still want to do it. You are doing it. Is it by way of following the Quran or following your own hawa? May Allah protect us. What about quiz? Asking people questions, who knows this? What is the answer to this? What is the answer to that? It is allowed. But don't give and accept prizes on that basis. It is allowed to ask people questions. What is this? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam used to do that. He will ask his companion, who knows so far and so? And they start saying, I know this one, no, you start correcting. Like it's in the hadith of Umar and Ibn Umar. The Prophet, this hadith occurs in Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Al-Imam al-Bukhari. They were in a congregation, so he asked a question. He said, which amongst the trees is like a mu'min? Tree. Which one amongst the trees is like a believer, a Muslim? They didn't know, they kept quiet. When they got home, Ibn Umar said, I told my father that I knew the answer on that day, but I cannot say anything. He said, why? He said, you are there. Abu Bakr is there. I should talk. Abu Bakr radiallahu was there. He didn't say anything. You, my father, you are there. You didn't say anything. All the big, big are there. They are there. They didn't say anything. I should say. And the Prophet gave them the answer, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said it's a palm tree, the date tree, date palm, Dabinu, the date palm tree. How? Because everything on its body is useful. The date palm tree, everything on its body is useful. So the movement, everything on the body of the movement is useful. From the fiqh of that hadith is that he asked them a question seeking for answer from one of them by way of knowing what they have known. Who knows well, who doesn't know, and all that. So from that aspect, to that extent, asking questions could be said to be allowed. What about, why did we then say it is not allowed to accept prizes? We say because of another hadith. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith occurs in the four books of Sunan: Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. And it's an authentic hadith. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm trying to recall its matin. He said, it is not allowed to accept a gift after a competition except in three conditions. When you compete, don't accept a gift except in three conditions. In horse racing, in arrow shooting, and then when you race with a camel, either horse racing, camel racing, or what? Arrow shooting. When you do that and you do a competition in these three things, you should la sabaqa illa min salat. That is what I'm trying to recall. Sabaqa does not mean fi'l madi. It is sabaqu, sabaqun. A gift you receive after musabaqa. After musabaqa, competing, the gift you receive in Arabic is called what? Sabaqun. Lakin we say la sabaqa. Because of this la and nafiyatu lil jinn, it is the one that gave that sabaku a fatha to become what? Sabaqa. That is just like saying la ilaha. Do we understand now? La ilaha. La sabaqa. There must be no accepting any form of a gift illa min salah, except from three things, and he named those three things. It means accepting a gift after a competition from other than those three things is what? Prohibited. Just like la ilaha illallah, nobody deserves worship except who? What does it mean? It means worshiping any other person apart from Allah is what? Prohibited. Likewise, accepting a gift in a competition except in those three conditions, it was prohibited. That is also applicable to the gifts they accept in Quranic competition. So when you do a quiz, it is not part of horse racing. It is not part of camel racing. Neither is it part of what? Arrow shooting. So you don't accept. It is not allowed to accept a gift. So when they say during Ramadan they want to start asking you questions on radio show, itakogun la tikale. See, I don't know whether they still say that now. In Ramadan, they start asking, how many pillars does Islam have? Anybody who gets the answer will go to Hajj. Be careful. You are accepting a gift that you have been prohibited from accepting. And those who do it too should fear Allah. They should stop it. May Allah protect us. Many a time people do something and they don't know that it is bad. Unfortunately, they would not ask before doing it. May Allah protect us. I know somebody, a woman who participated in a national Quranic competition. Not just Quran and tafsir. She was my neighbor where I live. The husband is too a hafiz of Quran. She speaks very good Arabic. She got 1 million and a car. So the husband asked me, what should we do with the 1 million? I said, go and return it to those who gave you. He said, why? I said, because it is haram. He said, why? I gave him the hadith. La sabaqa illa min salah. It is not allowed to accept a gift in a competition except in 3 places. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. I've always emphasized that our religion deserves enlightenment. Enlightenment. We should be saying it, announcing it, addressing the people. This thing is wrong. This thing is wrong. This thing is right. People don't know. This hadith, like I said, is in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Nasa'i. Authentic hadith. Somebody has a book, Muttafaq alayhi ashabu sunan al-arba'ah. You know we have Muttafaq alayhi. That is Bukhari and Muslim code. Ashabu sunan al-arba'ah. They also have Muttafaq alayhi. Somebody compiled a hadith. The hadith is inside the book. مَتَّفَقُ عَلَيْهِ أَهَلُ أَفْسُنَنِ الْأَرْبَعِ. This is a popular hadith. عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ. I didn't say that one. Our time is fast spent, brothers. We'd like to stop here, inshallah. أَقُولُ مَا أَقُولُ هَذَا وَأَسْتَكِرُ الْعَلِي وَلَكُمْ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ